But if any birthing process you always wanted, see, he has a hard time just turning loose and letting things go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, because he's a big boy. He's doing all right, so it's not, we're not fussing. We're just letting you know that what he's going to try to do is to soften it up a bit, relax and allow. It's good enough for Bob, it ought to be good enough for J.W.
Yeah, that's a good rule. It's good enough for Bob.
It is a good rule. It is a good rule. And it applies, because see, there's practical magic. What you all do not understand yet is that you don't understand what you've loosed out of the bottle. You do get that.
What?
And we didn't. You do get that, correct?
Yeah, I...
No, we do get that we don't understand.
That what you've saying? Loosed out of the bottle.
Well, I sometimes get glimmerings, but you're saying that's not anywhere near what we've done.
That's exactly correct.
But I'll tell you this, Ian, I did note, you know, a month ago, the statement, first there was Templardom, then there was Christendom, then there's Iondom. And I have explained this to a couple people. I said, no, think of that. What the hell? Christendom, 2,000 years. How could Ion say Iondom is next? What the hell? That's huge. So that was my glimmering of it.
Yes, it is.
And so I'm right to glimmer it that way, right?
You are. You are. But see, you realize that the J.W. likes to take personal culpable responsibility for everything, as you all well know. But he's learning and realizing very quickly that your dynamic is as significant, maybe even more than his, and he's okay with that.
Mm.
He said that was new for him. That's not his normal forte.
Yeah, he's usually babysitting incompetence all around him, from his perception.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily. Not long. He does a little bit, but not for long.
Yeah, but he's not used to being helped, I guess.
Well, correct. And it's not that it's not available, it's just that he has a hard time receiving it.
Mm.
He is the best giver that ever is.
Uh-huh.
There's no better giver that we know. Giver, there's no better giver. Receiver, he sucks at.
Because
receiving is very difficult for him.
You mean he doesn't put himself into allowing people to give him something?
Correct. He's not a good receiver. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to respond. It's very odd for him. But he loves to give, and he understands that process. That's easy. He much prefers to give than to receive for him personally. But he's having to learn, as this is evolving and processing and becoming, that he's having to ease off the gas a little bit and learn how to receive.
Good.
And it's good. It's healthy. And he's practicing with it a bit. It's fun. He's tried it out different ways. And it's been a lot of time lately in other worlds. He is just every waking moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's losing weeks at a time. He doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob thinks he's playing sometimes when he goes, okay, melting titanium's tonight. No, it's Saturday. He really doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bob thinks he's being cheeky, but not so much, because he's having such a blissful experience of orchestrating these manifestations that are showing up, and you look at it in hindsight very, very quickly.
Yeah, what orchestrations is he manifesting? An example?
Well, let's give a parallel. The Higgs took 30 years, well, say 25 years.
20 years, yeah.
Now, no, it's a little more than that, because it was 85, and it took them, nobody even knew who they were. They'd never been a radio show. Their books were just what they carried around with them. They'd done all this life work with nothing happening, and then all of a sudden it caught on and it was like kaboom. Well, here you have now Ion, us, come forward, and you've logged up 1,000 hours and regular on radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
It took them a very, 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 very long time to come to that place.
Now, you're saying he helped manifest that. He helped speed that up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He mm-hmm. wasn't going to give 20 years to be not, to have to not be.
So he gets in the parallel world and he has it, has us being on the radio, and then it gets over, happens here.
Yes, and it's pretty much told you every step of the way before it was what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Has he not?
Right, but there is an aspect, and that's what you were referring to, I think, where I am making it possible, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I had the radio shows, and that gave us something to go to.
Well, indeed, and then basically set the audience or the meme of what you're doing.
Right, but I got us on the radio fast, Ray Allen and then Eben. Was he working that out a week after March 18th when Ion came through, or what? I'm not sure how he helped that. I felt like I was.
That was an example. That was an example when you. It wasn't about the doing.
Mm.
It was an example of how fast this is going. And you look at it and go, "Well, this isn't fast at all. We're dragging our feet." Well, not so much. You see, it's actually going at a very stellar pace.
Right. But okay. So,
but compared to how other humans have allowed things into their experience.
Right. Well, basically, there's never been this good of a medium on the radio ever before.
Well, and if there was, you didn't know it.
Right. Nobody knew it. But
because they didn't get on the radio, they stayed in this ambiguous box for 20 years trying to figure it out, mastering their craft.
Right, but I got us on May 1st. I'm not sure how JW sped that up, or is he...
He didn't. That's not the point. What we're trying... That was not what we said.
Yeah.
That was not the point. The point was that the Hicks played with the same type thing for 20 years before they even got noticed that they were.
Right.
And here you have brought forth us, and in a matter of 9 months, your regular on radio show.
Yeah.
You have a pretty spectacular looking website. It needs a little tweaking now, but
yeah.
A pretty spectacular looking website compared to what they've achieved just now and others like it.
Yeah.
To the point that it's gone in the process of 3 trimesters, you've surpassed their best efforts so far.
Mm. Okay, but is
And Abraham is as non-physical as Ion is.
All right, so I got us on the radio, but JW made sure the shows were great. I'm not sure what JW did in the parallel world.
He didn't do any... Well, it's not about the parallel world. It's talking... That's not about what even the conversation's about, Bob. The conversation is this is going... JW, Carolyn, Bob... Look at this and kind of figure, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Why isn't this working faster? Why aren't the phones ringing? Why isn't this going? Why aren't we on bookshelves? Well, what's going on? Why is this so slow? Well, if you look at the way others have done, this is actually light speed.
Right, I get that. Now, did JW help make that possible by parallel worlding?
Not through parallel worlding, through... learning how to relax and allow and give his undivided attention to what he wants.
Oh, okay. So I provided the medium, access to radio, but JW had to allow himself to even go at this rate, is what
Absolutely.
You're saying.
Absolutely.
So he had to do a
Absolutely.
Lot of processing of that. He could have said after 2 shows, I don't want to do this anymore, Bob, and then, you know, have 6 month hiatus, right?
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
But he had to, as you've said before, he had to struggle with himself a little bit, relax and allow
to go with. And then he amazes himself at how he loves the interaction with you. Now, he loves playing with Eben, she's great, and others, you know, we just love playing.
Right.
But he has great fun because no matter what the situation or precarious place, as long as you're there, he doesn't worry that Ion is going to get him Crossways
right.
because of you.
Yeah.
And Carolyn.
Yeah.
Because Carolyn has shut this moneymaker down. Don't fool with her. You say, well, you may have a little more empathy with it, but she's like, no, 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 no. Oh, this, no. Wait a minute. Hold on. Well, and see, that becomes a comfort place for him because it's for the first time he's just totally been able to give up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's allowing himself to go unconscious, and he 2 hours later, he doesn't know what's been said. So he couldn't have done that without feeling Carol and I were here.
Well, and to be able to just let go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would have felt culpably responsible for every word.
Yeah.
And that would have been sweet, but nobody would have gotten anything. It would have all been so schmarmy that it wouldn't have meant anything.
Right.
You see.
So,
it would be feel the love and all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And people aren't interested in that. They're like, well, great. They'll tell me something I should know. I already know that. It's fun because now you have this empirical reference that this millennia business or decade business or whatever you want to call it, that you have it recordable so that you can go as it flows and you're going to go, wow, yeah, this is not a surprise. We discussed this already.
Right.
See, so now you're not ahead of it anymore. You're just it's a continually catching up process.
Right.
And there's more. I mean, if there's more, this technology era is going to come such a slip that it's going to cause some contrast with the other human creators because there's this great pressure that's building. There's great pressure that's building, and it's building. And if the people don't find a release that they can live with, they're going to catapult things into quite a mess.
And Ion will provide a release for those that require that.
Well, of course, because when they listen to our words and they go, yeah, okay, good. Okay, yeah, I don't know who this is and I don't know what this is about, but we really like these words.
Mm.
How many times did they say that this morning, Bob?
Mm.
We don't know what this is, but we like it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Yeah, that's everyone said. Except for the Patriot. But he felt held to call in.
Well, it's kind of, I know, Alan, you might want to hear that one. It was, he was raging and we weren't very pleased.
Yeah, I did get a chance to hear it. I did. Very good.
We weren't, did you have any insights where could we have been softer? I mean, now the Bible thumper, we think that went smooth and perfect because he was about ready to call a jihad on and we're like, stop, good, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So now go to Matthew 5:21 and see how you go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to quote scripture to us, we can do scripture. We don't have a problem with it. No?
Yeah.
And he calmed down when we hit the Garden of Gethsemane.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he didn't think we were supposed to have knowledge of that. But then with the Patriot Games, you know, it's kind of like you're supposed to revere the troops that are protecting America. They're not protecting America. They're trying to build a damn pipeline in Afghanistan. That has nothing to do with protecting America.
Mm-hmm.
When you're pissing them off, that's why they're coming over here to blow up your country.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them alone. Tend to your own world.
I am Evan, after talking to JW, asked if Ion holds back on the explosive stuff because we're on radio in LA on her show, whereas because we're more in the podcast world with James's show, Morris said, would you agree that I
ever?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Never.
I would
respond.
Her questioner. The kind of stuff we put out in cash flow is evoked by the questioners. We're not getting any of those kind of questions on Evan's show. We're just getting disconnected people coming in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to get their soapbox high enough to force non-physical to respond, and we do.
And Evan is wondering why she thinks Ion's holding back. But she has to realize she's got a lousy audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, but it's the quality's not too good in what
she's
interested in.
It's where they are.
Mm. But it's not where she is. She wants, she, you know, I have to tell her, listen to James Martinez's show. We do it over there. What you're interested in, we say it over there.
And what happened, they say there, but you see, you understand one really weird show, how those are built on. Yes.
See, if you go through, what have we learned? We've learned the final
what
one.
What have we remembered?
Yeah, what have we remembered? We remember that Adam was at the end. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I have to compliment Ian. I don't think it's ever been heard before that the Bible was edited backwards.
Oh, yeah.
It was, yes.
Yes, and that's never been said ever. I don't think everybody's ever complained about the order of the book, right?
Right.
So that was neat. Okay, so Adam, now we've learned that, see, as I sift through the tapes, the first thing, you should write this, you know how Evergreen's had 8 principles, Carol? Let's see what principles we have, or knowledge points. Yeah, I know, no, just try, okay. There are parallel worlds, it's obvious a new idea for us anyways, and for most people. So then we learned the value of artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Crown jewels and those swords and those other ones.
And capstones.
Capstones. So we've learned the value of artifacts.
Pardon me, Ion?
He means affame.
Yeah. And the sword of Merlin and those things. All those mythical artifacts.
Okay, don't get bogged down in the details. Your list.
Excalibur.
Yeah, Excalibur. So we've learned about artifacts. That was a major, many months of questioning. And then
the whole Moses story, that's new. Moses and the pyramid.
Oh, yeah, actually put that as number 2. But this is actually number 1. Moses and the pyramids. Then how the heck did he do that? Then that brings in potential parallel worlds. Then you get into artifacts. And then you get into going beyond time, no time, and how UFOs are frequency alignments.
Is that all one?
Yeah, the time, the UFO frequency alignment. Because a lot of the stuff I'm arguing, what's time? We also learn about antimatter.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll call it physics. We learn new physics. And
what's a new name for quantum physics?
You mean the same? Well, there is post-quantum physics, but you mean another name for that field that is limited to that era of the 20th century? Or
that hasn't been touched on yet, that we've touched on that they haven't yet.
In their field, in their meme, in their system.
Yeah.
No, not post-quantum physics, quantum physics. A name that we would evoke if they heard our stuff, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Quantum is energy, so packets of energy, quanta, right? So,
so call it...
Tactility.
What do you call it? Transphysics.
No, what's non-physical energy?
Yeah, what's non-physical energy? I was just thinking of transphysics, Carolyn. Some people like use the term.
No, just call it non-physical physics.
No, call it transphysics because that includes parallel worlds. Call it transphysics.
Mm-hmm.
And then becomes a pun on trans.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? Okay, so we learned about matter.
But that is the thing.
Beg your pardon?
Don't put that word as your topic.
Yeah,
transphysics.
Yeah, that's good. And then we learned about
the Gotham meat wagon.
Yeah, we actually learned about a new version of the Illuminati, beginning with the George Washington Gang and the Smithsonian and the Liberty Bell, all that embedding of things, and then you lead up to Saint Germain in the 20th century in China. So we could call that international politics.
Mm-hmm.
The shingles on Shangri-La.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that, yeah, that's not just artifacts, but sacred places.
Oh, right.
Strange places.
Artifacts.
Don't forget bubble, toil and trouble with all the
nature.
Earthquakes and magma flows.
Yeah, make artifacts one thing, and another topic is the strange places, Carol.
Okay.
Strange
bubble,
zones.
Toil and trouble.
And then the third one is called...
Nature rebels.
Nature responds.
No. Nature responds.
Good, Bob. Yeah. Good guys. And then the 33rd parallel, is that a separate one?
That'd be geophysical. That's partly nature responds, but the geophysical origins of Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's about nine topics.
Ten.
So we have the formation of the continents, I'm calling that geophysical origins. Then you have nature ongoing respond.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinning of the veil.
Oh my gosh, no. Thinning of the veil. That's up at this number two.
That was actually the beginning. What did you just say? Did you say portals?
Portals, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be part of...
Don't we put that into parallel worlds?
No.
Okay, portals. Huh?
Somebody can believe there's a parallel world, but the portals is a whole other process.
Yeah, meat sack portaling. That's what's new. Meat sack portaling. It's not astral projection. Right, Ion? Meat sack portaling was new.
Hmm.
Yeah, it sounds very lascivious, Bob. Yeah.
Let me read the list and then see if anything more comes. Moses and the pyramids, thinning of the veil, portals for the meat sack.
Hey, Carolyn. Just I'll interrupt. Thinning of the veil is the first, because I made an announcement on March 25th, a week after Ryan came through on cash flow. I did a whole hour on the thinning of the veil. That was our first major announcement.
Okay.
And then Moses.
Thinning of the veil, Moses and the pyramids, portals for the meat sack, parallel worlds, valley of artifacts, sacred places, going beyond time, no time, and UFO frequency alignment. That's all one. Antimatter and new physics, trans physics, Washington and the Illuminati, Saint Germain and China, international politics, nature responds, and 33rd parallel, geophysical origins of Earth.
Right, so how about geophysical pulsation, because we're going back towards that.
Uh-huh.
You know, since it's origins, and where's the atom? You can put 13, the last atom. Because that gets into the Bible.
Mm.
So thinning of the veil, Moses of the pyramids, portals for the meat sack, four parallel worlds, value of artifacts, five, six sacred places. It's called sacred zones, Carol.
Yeah.
Sacred frequencies, Ion? No, zones and frequencies.
Okay. It's not like changing my world, but... Leave it like that.
Yeah.
Better will come.
Yeah, going beyond time.
And these are all, could be movie, each one of these, actually.
Well, there's so many details with each one of them. These would be the 14 levels in every movie, touching on different aspects of each level in different movies. Going beyond time, no time, UFO frequency alignment, antimatter and new physics. Just say antimatter and trans physics.
Yeah.
That means the new physics.
Don't forget the dynamics of E.
Never. That will never go into this world. Never.
Carolyn,
I have the last word.
For George Washington, Carolyn put the zip code WA. The postal code WA. George Washington, the Illuminati. And then Saint Germain, that's the American thing. Then there's European Saint Germain in China, international politics. Nature responds. 33rd parallel, geophysical pulsation, the last step. So it's 13 topics. That's our special 13, Ion.
Mm.
13 themes. Now, are we missing? What? I think that's really what we've developed.
Well, then there's the seeing ghosts and the guff and the seven layers of heaven.
Oh, the guff, the end of the guff.
The end of the guff. Mm-hmm.
Immortality. Immortality.
Yeah, you'll never die.
So that would be the 14th.
We refuse to die.
Well, that's thinning of the veil, Carolyn. Yes, thinning of the veil means that's part. We were saying
that's
that,
not the guff.
I was saying on March 25th I wasn't going to die. Remember? Mm-hmm. So I picked up on that pretty quick. So.
But the guff is a separate topic.
I'm just wondering whether they keep it into 13 themes.
You can't force it, Bob.
What do you think of that, Ian? Is that too rigid?
There'll be a lot more things.
There'll be a lot more things.
Oh, okay, so.
You can do in series of 13.
We'll get to 22 very shortly.
Okay, so you put the.
The guff.
The guff up with the thinning of the veil, Carol?
Well, it's at 14. You want it up
yeah, above. It's part of, that's what thinning of the veil is. It's the effect on the guff.
Should they be separate, Ion?
Well, if you do it separate, then you can give the biblical references to the Levi and what the veil was in the beginning, what it was understood to be in the beginning, and then give the rest of what it is. So it might help people give references.
Well, Moses is where the Ark of the Covenant and the veil starts.
Hmm.
Moses.
No, so, they all intersect.
Yeah, they
what
all
does different. Moses have to do with the Ark of the Covenant?
you don't know? What was the first thing we learned? Moses.
Yeah, but Moses didn't. No.
Oh, yeah. He was left
Abraham.
Over.
Abraham.
Abraham created.
Carried around the Ark of the Covenant.
No, Aaron. Not Abraham. Aaron.
Well.
No, Ark of the Covenant. Moses carried
the
Ark
bones of
Joseph.
Joseph.
They had the Ark of the Covenant with Moses, but he didn't set up Solomon's Temple. Now, that's a major theme, Carolyn, Solomon's Temple.
Oh, yeah.
So you can make that. I'm saying put immortality up there with the veil, with the guff up there with the thinning of the veil, because that's what it's about. And then 14 can be Solomon's Temple.
Okay.
And then we've done empires, the Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Ming mm-hmm. Dynasty, the British Empire. That might be
empires beyond time.
No, within time.
Yeah.
You using timeless methods. But maybe that goes into international politics, Carol?
Not so much.
That's more the 20th. But international politics, 20th century, and then this 15th topic will be all the ancient empires.
Yeah.
And then a major thing is Atlantis and Lemuria haven't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the 16th theme.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Carol? I think it's 16th.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call that... past things to come.
Past things to come.
Okay.
Past things to come. And then, did we, what do you, the dropping of the pyramids, playing with past, present, and future is a theme we've learned about. That's a meme.
Uh-huh.
Of the future affecting the present via the past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what else? Then there's the actual experiences with Ion, the psychic experiences.
Uh-huh.
That'd be another
Bob's
category.
Bob's penis. That'd be a topic.
What'd you say? Bob's penis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bob's penis.
Are we losing JW and Ion? Are you drifting off?
Oh, no. We were just trying to figure out how we were going to slip Snickerdum in there.
Okay, so that's the whole thing. Health, and you've learned a lot of new things about.
I've learned one thing. It's all about relax and allow.
Yeah.
Well, then you could have. Then therefore, you should have a section on sanctified sugar.
Exactly.
Right. Diseases, Carol. Put down diseases, and then put from swine flu to cancer.
Well, I get health dash relax and allow.
No, put in diseases. We've done a lot on diseases. like the swine flu. We did a lot on the swine flu.
Okay.
And cancer and asbestos.
And?
So what else? Is that 18 themes?
Yep.
What about the man in the mirror?
Oh, yeah. The Michael Jackson reality. That's part of it. But people not dying. Nobody dies.
The layers of heaven, is that? Or the death? We did the whole...
Celebrities. Vampires and celebrity.
Vampires.
Fake deaths. Vampires and fake deaths.
The recently undead.
The secrets behind the celebrity life. Secrets of celebrity. Secrets of Hollywood.
DMZ.
DMZ, yeah. No, but you know what I mean? It's the whole thing about people, Elvis and them, faking their death.
Right.
And we've...
Secret undead of Hollywood.
Here's the major thing. Every death is a suicide. That's a major meme.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you could have every death is a suicide and then subset Hollywood celebrity vampires and fake funerals. That's been a major theme.
Okay.
That's 19.
So that's just one set of things, okay.
Yeah. So what, I'm thinking more of our own experiences. We interacting with cardinals.
Oh, then you gotta have the dynamics of the uncivil suit.
Oh, the reactions of clients? Is porcelain, what about parallel world traveling and Chad's symbols? Is that in one of the things, Carol? One of the themes?
Yes.
We've already, yes. That's parallel world?
We get portaling and parallel
world. Yeah, okay, so that'd be Chad.
The difference.
All right, but you're saying uncivil suit, the reactions of clients? Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, we could just say how you overcome it with, you know, when people get crossways. And then...
Well, how do we overcome it?
Well, how do we overcome Uber Snatch? We just leave him in his base to the point that he has to beat it to death till they finally come back around.
Yeah, we say goodbye. We don't get involved. We respect their objections.
Or as we said, I think we actually said this morning, Carolyn, that they have the right to be wrong.
Yeah.
Never said that before. Ever.
I'm gonna put that down. The right to be wrong. Everybody has a right to be wrong.
So then a major thing is 2012 kind of stuff, but that involves nature reacting.
No, it doesn't.
No, the way they project it, you know, earthquakes and whatever.
Okay, then we could put number 20 is just predictions that Ion's made.
Edicts,
Carolyn.
Oh, yeah?
Edicts.
Okay.
But put down 2012 and edicts. Because 2012 is, it's always asked about, it's on their own public melting titanium.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted to know about that, and they still do. They did last night. So, how many is that, 20 topics?
It is.
So, what do you call us interacting with...
just Bob and Carolyn's personal experiences. I burnt my hand off just to bring back some resonance.
Well, the birds, what do we call the birds? Beach Boy, Beach Bob, Leslie, the beeping on the phone, the distortion...
And there should be a section on food, Gloria's food.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, but what, that's apart from health. Food?
Apart. Yes, if food has to be in the health category, we'll never speak of it again.
Right. So, Ion goes on, or JW goes on a lot about food. So, food would be 21, Carolyn, a lot of food stuff.
Okay.
And then 22 would be our personal experiences. Mm-hmm. Club 22, the birds, the clock on the chapel, So our personal personal effects, our personal
personal experience,
fabric twisters,
like the sands of the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Right. So personal invasions by ion.
No.
Personal interventions by ion.
No.
That's what it is.
Non-physical doesn't intervene. Ion doesn't create.
No, that's what ion. Non-physical.
Ion doesn't
helps,
create.
It helps create a massage for the creating. That's what it does. It so we'll call it a personal facilitations by ion.
Ion, are you okay with that word?
It'll do. You can find one you like better.
Yeah.
So instead of Bob and Carolyn, personal experiences?
Yeah, personal.
Right, if you never expose it that way.
Never expose it the way she just said it.
Right.
Personal facilitations by ion. I mean, we probably can't remember them all, but a lot of things have happened that worked out. So that's about 22 themes, right, Carolyn?
That's 22. I told you you'd get there.
I think we got it all. We got enough for now.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, no, that's good, eh, Carol?
That's the basic
structure. Email that to me.
Absolutely.
So I'm going over to here to look at some questions. It actually has...
Bob's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, there has been some...
Are you okay for time? How's JW's body doing?
I guess so far so good. He was kind of listing a bit, but just because of the dynamic, but...
It's 2 o'clock there.
We've only done 2 hours.
Once he gets some actual
here's some meat.
Questions going on, we might be better off.
Yeah, now last night,
okay.
Ion kept mentioning Detroit, and I totally forgot about Detroit. But it's now become a big news story. There's so many contradictions coming out about this guy. Let's see. Flight 253 passenger, sharp-dressed man aided terror suspect Mutalib, that's his name, onto plane without passport. And then there's the lawyer and his wife who saw some weird stuff happening in the lounge in between getting on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's another man. Ian, you probably know what I'm referring to. Could you go into how many people were around, we'll call him Mr. Mutalib? Umar Mutalib, he's got more names than that. Umar, suspect Umar. Who were these sharp-dressed people talking to him? Why, you know, the airport let him off without a passport, Carol?
Can't believe that.
Oh, yeah. So begin to tell us, Ian, what strange things went on that day in the lounge or before he got on the plane?
Oh, just the anomaly of how it's everything is supposed to be so super duper super snooper secure, and
no rules are broken, and you got a little bottle it's dispensed with. You know, everybody is under very intense scrutiny, and this guy didn't have to do anything.
They've confiscated my oatmeal many times.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they actually did all they could to let this guy on. And they wanted him to break as many rules as possible as they let him on. You got no passport? Oh, no problem. And there were some other things like that.
Weird.
So, Ion, you did say, Ion did predict this the other day, that there were others involved. So, Ion, do I have to ask a question, or should I just ask you to...
You've got to ask questions, Bob.
Well, why was there a sharp-dressed man talking to Umar?
That was his cover.
Ah, it's the sharp-dressed man who's the instigator. So the guy who was talking to Umar wanted to be seen talking to Umar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that protects someone else who we're not seeing. Beg your pardon?
Or.
Yeah, so there's someone else, Carolyn, that's doing stuff.
Hmm.
In other words, the sharp-dressed man intended to be seen.
Why?
So that it would distract from the third guy who gets the stuff on the plane.
Uh-huh.
The materials that were put in his lap, into Umar's lap. or underwear or whatever.
Did Umar come to the airport with his underwear in a twist?
Twist, what do you mean?
With the explosives in his underwear?
Sure.
So he showed up like that, because some people are saying he put them on in the plane or something. How could he get through security with his explosives in his underwear?
Because it was a liquid that wouldn't show up, didn't have a metal top on the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
You just walk through it. They say you have to empty your pockets. And if they check them, it's a clear glass bottle with a clear non-metallic liquid. How is that going to set anything off?
Mm-hmm.
So the bottle had, what was the last word, Ian?
Right.
Right. So the bottle had no metal on it, Carol?
Right.
So they could look at the bottle.
No, he wouldn't trigger anything just walking through the x-ray.
Because it's all plastic.
I guess he probably had it in a little plastic bag. I don't know the details.
But the point Ian's making, had no metal on it.
Right.
Right, Ian?
So how's a metal detector going to pick it up?
All right, so he carries that on. Was he given it?
He brought it.
Was he in making it, was he given instructions on how to make it, or he knew how to make it?
You can go to your chip body, it'll tell you everything you want to know.
So he, but did anybody help him?
No.
Hours before? Days before making it? This was his?
No.
Umar.
Making it is nothing.
So Umar, what put the idea in Umar's head to go on the plane and blow it up?
Well, that's the whole conversation, Bob. It's a little retribution.
Okay, so why is there another man, a sharp-dressed man, connected to him? You're not explaining how someone else...
Well, I don't have to, because it's all in that conspiracy of jihad.
Yeah, yeah, we know the limitations of how it's presented. We want to know what actually happened.
Well, we touched that already, but go ahead.
And when did you tell us this?
When we've been beating it to death trying to get you to even ask.
And now I'm asking, I gotta drag it out of you.
We're done with it, that's old hand, and you're just catching up, and we're like, wait a second, we did this.
What did you do?
The toilet's broken. You're all right, I'll answer your question. Go ahead, ask some questions.
What happened there, Carol? He shifted?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Ion, you didn't tell us before. You told us he was assisted a couple of days ago.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Did they know that he was making this stuff, the ones that assisted him?
Yes.
Because he told them? Umar told them? They had him under surveillance?
They were together.
All right.
They knew each other. They knew.
They arrived at the airport together?
Not in the same car, no, but yeah, same day, certainly.
And the other guy, the sharp-dressed man, he knew Umar, and he knew that Umar had stuff on him.
Yes.
How did he find that out?
He was there, it was discussed with him as they were plotting all this foolishness.
All right, so Umar plotted it with someone else. How many other people did he plot and discuss it with?
Six.
Train coming through.
For drive.
It's all right. So six, he's talking and conspiring with six. How many of those six showed up at the airport?
Four.
That would be the Amsterdam airport? Or
yes.
Yeah. Four showed up. What did the other two do?
Did surveillance and ran intel.
Okay, they didn't go into the airport. And intel would be
somebody's
done by...
Somebody's got to be communicating.
Yeah, their cell phone. Are they on the cell phone level? Or do they have other means of communication?
Monitoring the airport cameras.
All right, so... skillfully knowing what they have to avoid.
Did you get that?
Yeah, you said monitoring the airport cameras.
Cameras.
That would be someone working in the air traffic controller zone or something.
Not necessarily.
But to monitor the airport, you walk through the airport and you see cameras. I think you're implying it's difficult to do that.
No. We're saying that the two that were off-site could watch what the cameras were picking up from the airport.
How could they do that?
Easy.
By hacking in?
They have these chip bodies.
Right.
They hack in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course.
And are they communicating to Umar and the other three in the airport?
Of course.
Through earphones or cell phones?
What? Yes.
Earphones?
Yes.
So,
well, Bluetooth.
Right, so pretty high-tech, using the latest tech.
Oh, for Pete's sake. JW's 8-year-old has a jabber walker. That's not high tech, that's Radio Shack.
Okay, so they were communicating this, and the plan was to have how many on the plane?
One.
And he was willing to blow himself up.
Apparently.
He was on a suicide mission, and the others were encouraging it. Now, Ion spent a lot of time last night talking about how the CIA created Bin Laden. We were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there someone in the 418 group or in some intelligence agency that was helping this happen?
No.
Was there someone outside of the United States? Say, you know, an Al-Qaeda person?
No.
This is a one-man operation?
No, that's all Earth. Are you talking about Bin Laden or are you talking about...
Oh, no, sorry. I'm talking about the Umar. Who is there... Okay, you thought I was talking about Bin Laden when I said is the 14 group.
Well, you were talking about Bin Laden. That's what we meant. So
yeah, the CIA paid Bin Laden. Let's go back to there.
Still are.
Is Bin Laden transitioned?
No.
Several people say he has, but you say he hasn't.
How do they know?
Where is Bin Laden?
Afghanistan, Uzbekistan.
Yeah, he's hanging out there, and he's. What does he feel his role is?
To be well paid.
Right, and he's paid to do... What is he paid to do?
Stir up jihadism.
So, was Umar a project by...
Yes.
Beg your pardon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this is a Bin Laden project.
Mm-hmm.
Had Umar been with Bin Laden?
Not physically.
He's in touch with people close to Bin Laden? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the CIA paid for this operation.
Yes.
Right. And the CIA is a generic term. The actual people probably aren't CIA.
What does that mean?
Well, the CIA is a big bureaucracy. Is there actual...
Is it?
Is there actual competency going on at the CIA and they accomplish things? So is it technically the bureaucracy of the CIA that's paying Bin Laden, and therefore Bin Laden's doing what he's being paid to do, so the CIA, the whole CIA, is responsible for this Detroit incident?
Absolutely.
How many people within the CIA know that's what they've done?
612.
Right, and there's thousands who were employees, but 612 know this. And does this... 612 of the CIA, do they overlap with the 418 group?
Nope.
So the 418 group is aware of what the CIA is doing?
Yep.
Yeah. And, okay, so the CIA set this up. Umar followed instructions. Did he accomplish his goal?
No.
He didn't blow up, but they have beefed up security, and isn't that what the CIA wants?
No.
They don't want all this new hyper-surveillance going on in the airports. They're not doing it for that reason.
Well, they have a great deal of that already, and they're not using it, so maybe more would be even more of it, you know? Oh, no.
Wait a minute. You're saying that the airports have a lot of security devices, but they're not using it.
Right.
And then you said more of what? More of that improved security.
More of that stuff they're not using is helping whom?
So the CIA is not concerned about the effect on the airport security update.
They could care less.
They just want to have the idea of wars going.
And that you are vulnerable.
Yes.
It's our job to keep you safe.
So we had the swine.
At all costs, as long as you're paying.
Right. The swine flu was the way the CDC kept themselves in the grant world. And now we're seeing an operation by the CIA to make sure they keep getting paid for their job. It's upping the, it's reinforcing their purpose. Their stated purpose, they need to have proof of it. Proof that they're valuable, correct?
Right.
So that is, so what is the unforeseen backfire that the CIA is not going to like that's going to come from this incident?
They don't give much regard to that because everything, whatever which way it goes, they play it.
Yeah.
They play the cards close. So whichever way it goes, they'll handle it.
They can't lose in their context.
So far.
Right.
So far, so good.
So what is is Umar disappointed he didn't transition?
Nah.
Is he badly burnt?
From what?
From the stuff that they say his legs got burnt from whatever the substance did to him when it exploded or spilled.
Very minimally.
Very minimally. All right.
It's more of an irritation than a burning.
So he's okay, but will he be executed for attempted terrorism?
That's up to him.
Right. Was he on a suicide mission?
No.
I guess he wasn't because he didn't die.
Right.
But he was thinking...
I picked up on that. Good for you, Bob.
Yeah, so he was thinking of doing so. He knew if he pulled it off, he would die, correct? He knew that. So he thought he was for doing that. Turns out he wasn't for doing that. Deep down, he was not into killing himself, correct?
Correct.
And that's why it didn't happen. So the sharp...
Very good.
Beg pardon?
Very good.
So the sharp-dressed man and the other... Okay, you have six including Umar, or is Umar seven?
Umar seven.
Okay. The six that worked with him, are they upset that it didn't work to the level they wanted?
Got a lot of attention, and it got a lot of press, so sounds like a good day.
Yeah, they did what the CIA wanted them to do. They got attention and made people afraid, and CIA more valuable, perceived as valuable. Okay, so is there any parallel world involvement with this incident?
No.
No.
Yeah, there's parallel world involvement. People from parallel worlds are seeing it and laughing their ass off.
Right. so, all right. Let's go to the next topic. It says here, European Interpol is now reporting that this young suspect, Umar, was originally unable to board the flight from Amsterdam to Detroit because he was actually in possession of two revoked passports, one British Commonwealth passport and one passport from Kenya. Is that true? All right, so why is Tom Hennigan getting this stuff, or is this just from in the regular news?
That's just regular news.
Oh, okay, so
he finally got through with no passport at all.
Right. Okay, so here's a common theme that these conspiracy columnists talk about. On September 11th, there was a 2000 Chevrolet van with New Jersey registration and a sign on it, Urban Moving Systems. It was seen at Liberty State Park in Jersey City at the time of the first impact of the jetliner into World Trade Center. Three individuals with the van were seen celebrating after initial impact and subsequent explosion. Are you familiar with this incident? It was widely reported.
It's not the way they're reporting it, but yes, we're aware.
Yes, it's five men detained as suspected conspirators. They were driving similar van as three seen celebrating after attack in New Jersey. What is the actual fact of what was going on with this van and the people with it?
The nicest way we know how to say it is just distractive gobbledygook.
Right. Why were these three individuals dancing after the impact? Are the two events connected?
No.
They just had to be dancing for whatever reason.
And
an observer put the two together.
And then
they were reported on and they were checked out and let go because there was nothing, right?
Right.
All right, and that is a major prop in the conspiracy thinking. And if that's not true, then a lot of it falls apart. Because a lot of people try to link it to Israeli Mossad.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Bud.
It's just, you see what I mean? It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And you can't get there from now. So, yeah, you're right. Good.
Okay, is the person still outside?
Yeah.
All right. And they're listening and they don't care that I know they're listening. Are they just so intrigued by what we're talking about, or they're hardly taking it in?
Well, why would they want to have tobacco burning close enough that it would bother you inside your house if they were trying to be not
noticed?
Noted.
Yes. In other words, they're not eavesdropping with intention to be not noticed. It's just part. We're just part of their environment, the ambience of sound.
I'm surprised Connie hadn't gone out and said something, because if you got it, he probably notices it too.
Yeah, where is she? She's gone to bed though, I think.
In the bath.
So there's nothing to be paranoid about here.
Well, unless you'd like something to be paranoid about, no.
Okay, I'm going to. I've got the recent questions answered. That's really good. And I think we should end the session.
Okay. Very good.